You might keep your data private on social media, but all your friends, they're sieves. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Social media was invented to keep up with friends, but if you're fed up with data leaks and privacy concerns, maybe you quit. Turns out social media may not even need you to know you, because your friends and their posts are pretty good indicators of who you are. In a new study, scientists took to Twitter. They found people who interacted regularly and picked some users. By analyzing the tweets of just 8 or 9 of a user's friends, they could predict the kinds of things the original user would post. Jim Bagrow teaches math and statistics at the University of Vermont. He led the study.
So the idea is that if I have a lot of information about you as a user writing on Twitter, then I should be pretty good at those types of predictions. And so if we're able to make those kinds of predictions with some level of success, then the same machinery that we built to make those predictions, we can also plug various words into that and try to see how likely is it that you would say those words. So for example, what's the probability that you'll say the word Republican or you'll say the words Dallas Cowboys? So the ability to make those predictions essentially means that we've created a kind of language model tailored to your voice. And then, at least in principle, we could use that language model to derive these kind of profiling attributes.
Is there a real-world kind of utility for this ability? Like, how might this idea be used by tech companies that have a lot of our data?
Well, I think that the primary use of this is targeting advertising, making the ads more relevant to users so that they're more effective and so that they can sell them for a higher price. And I think that these companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're putting enormous resources into artificial intelligence and machine learning for exactly that purpose.
Okay, my initial reaction to something automatically profiling me is, terror. What implications does your study have for how we think about social media?
If we're concerned about privacy and we want to use, say, Facebook or Twitter, or we don't want to use it maybe because of our concerns, I think a lot of people treat that as kind of an individual choice. You know, it's my data. I don't mind them having access to it if it means I can use the platform, and they make a very clear decision to do that. I think that's, you know, making an informed decision is a good idea. What our research is showing, however, is that that's not necessarily true as an individual choice. If I choose to use one of these platforms and I'm giving it useful information about myself, then our research suggests that in principle, I'm also giving it useful information about my friends. And so my decision to use the platform is also potentially affecting them as well.
Jim Bagrow is an assistant professor of mathematics and statistics at the University of Vermont. He says an important takeaway is that it's not that machines are prescient so much as it is that we're all a lot more boring and predictable than we think. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.